Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom. And if I said the name Fergal Sharkey to you, you'd probably think of Teenage Kicks from The Undertones or maybe even A Good Heart Is Hard to Find from the 80s. But do you think about water pollution? Well, since hanging up his microphone, Fergal now campaigns for clean water policies across the British Isles. And he's set his eyes on the Isle of Man, specifically its policy of dumping raw sewage into the sea off Peel and Laxey beaches. He's been telling me why the topic caught his eye.
The simple truth of the matter is, the Isle of Man in particular is, if I suspect, and I've got this incorrect, do correct me, falls under and has to apply with exactly the same pan-European laws and regulations that water companies in Scotland, England, Wales and Northern Ireland have to comply with. And in particular, it's a thing, incredibly worthy thing called the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive. And that's the thing that lays down what water companies and sewage companies must and must not do. And what that legislation says is that you should only ever be dumping sewage into the environment in extraordinarily rare, unique sets of circumstances. So I was simply really intrigued that there was the Isle of Man, probably under the same rules and regulations, and yet the water company and the sewage company were behaving in just exactly the same way, in the same level of disregard as those in Northern Ireland and England and Wales and Scotland. Same old story, different picture.
And interestingly, this is happening off two of the island's most popular beaches in a way, Peel Beach and Laxey Beach. And do you think that's something that would put off tourists, for example, and people going and visiting and using those beaches if they knew the extent of this issue?
Oh, God, listen, that you would be absolutely horrified. Could you imagine sitting on a holiday beach with your children thinking that they were going to paddle and play in the sea as an adult going for a swim with yourself and then suddenly realizing you were potentially swimming in your own waste? That is why there's laws. And that for me, what is so important about the story today, here is the UK's chief medical officer telling you bluntly and clearly, sewage is now becoming a public health issue. And if government doesn't intervene and make these water companies comply with the law, well, as we've seen in Brixham in the last 48 hours, there has been now the first hospitalizations because of that cryptosporidium. It is not going to be long before someone actually dies.
And our government here, they would say that they've been looking at alternatives for a long time. They've not been able to find a suitable alternative. Do you think there's any excuse for that?
Well, the simple truth of the matter is, if my assumptions are correct, they've been not complying with the law for about the last 30 years. And somebody may want to go back and question them. And by the way, the UK government was taken to the European Court of Justice in 2012 and found guilty of breaching the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive. So perhaps it's a question to ask government in the Isle of Man, were you aware of that court case? Were you aware that it happened? If not, you're incompetent. And if you were aware of it and you did know it happened, what have you done in the last 12 years to make sure our sewage system is compliant with the law? I'd be interested to hear what answers they might have.
And for you, you have gone from being this rock star of the 70s to having this as being something that this issue of water pollution being something that you're really passionate about and wanting to campaign about. Why is it something that is so important to you?
I have clearly a direct engagement in all of this in that I've had a lifetime spent as a fly fisherman. I've spent far too many hours in next to, on top of, looking at rivers and water bodies. But ultimately, what really got me motivated for this, we as the general public put our faith in our systems and our institutions and our governments. And we put our faith that they will do the right thing to protect us. And as the chief medical officer in the United Kingdom has spelled out today so clearly, those institutions and those systems has failed us because sewage entering the environment is now becoming a public health issue. Those institutions took our trust and our faith and betrayed it. And that is outrageous. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that changes.
We have asked Manx Utilities for a response to Fergal's comments, and a spokesperson has sent a statement saying, although the Isle of Man has no legal requirement to adhere to the Urban Waste Water Treatment Directive, Manx Utilities adopts these standards as best practice during the design of infrastructure, and these have been successfully applied extensively across the Isle of Man. However, we concur with Mr. Sharkey in that the discharge of raw sewage in Peel and Garth is unacceptable and are therefore prioritising completion of Phase 2 of our regional sewage treatment strategy, which will see new works constructed in these catchments.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you. Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.